Hey, Coach, what was your first impression of what you're taking over down there?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, what was your first impression of what you're taking over down there?
Can you be a little more specific?
Did you think it was a rebuilding project there, or did you see that the cover was pretty well stocked and just needed some guidance?
No. I mean, there was a lot of work that needed to be done, and there's still a lot of work that, you know, that's in progress in the future. What you do is you, when you look at an opportunity, and I was very fortunate to have the opportunity, and discuss it with Kevin and Stan, and just was very, very impressed with their vision for the future of this franchise. And of course, then you go and you look at the roster and look at what happened, you know, and specifically last year. I didn't spend any time going back in the last 4 or 5 years, but, you know, there was a lot of injuries and there was some change that needed to be made, and, you know, so, you know, we don't call it rebuilding, but we like to use the word maybe re-energize, but we did it with you so far, and we're having fun. It's a work in progress.
When you look at a guy like Steven Jackson, the longevity there in a position that in today's NFL, you don't get longevity out of the running back. Why do you think he's been able to stick around and be effective as he has for as long as he has?
Well, he takes very good care of himself. He works hard during the off season. He knows how he knows how to prepare. I think when you're talking about a running back that, you know, that has years under his belt, typically what you have to look at is two things. One, is he getting hit or is he getting tackled? You know, Steven's still getting tackled. He's not getting hit. And at the end of it, as the careers wind down, that's what you have to look for. And, I mean, he's a leader. He's a competitor. And he loves to practice, and he still has the potential to take over a game.
Coach, would you compare, please, what it's like taking this team over as compared to when you took over the Oilers?
Well, there's really no it's hard to compare them. I guess that's what you're asking me to do.
Yeah.
Both teams had the same record, but the Houston Oilers at that time were a run-and-shoot offense and weren't built for a conventional style offense, and so that took time. We didn't have a quarterback in Houston. We do have a quarterback here, so they're two completely different challenges.
Jeff, what did you see from the Packers offense that was different against Houston than maybe on the previous tapes that you may have seen?
Well, it was a combination of a number of things. Aaron was just, he found the strike zone early and had it the whole game. The guys made great catches. They protected very well. He featured, a slightly different personnel grouping, than they had in the past, as a staple in this game. And, they were getting what they liked out of the Texan defense, so they stayed with it.
What has been the secret of your pass defense so far? Is that something that you don't let hang your head on so far?
Well, no, I think you have to be realistic. We've only played six games. Three of those six games we faced rookie quarterbacks, and they're all going to be very good in this league, by the way. But still, there's a difference between facing a rookie quarterback and facing Aaron. And so, we got our hands on some balls, and we've done a decent job getting pressure on the passer. And we've been able to thus far be effective against the run, and create passing situations, and then you let your guys roll off.
Florinite has really taken the leadership role on that side.
There's a number of players that have done that. James, Chris, we've got some guys that we brought in here that have fit in really well. Cortland, Kendall. So it's a good group. They've become a close group already, But yeah, Laurinaitis is the, he'll carry the torch on defense primarily, along with Joe Long. Guys love playing in the defense, and you know, thus far they're, you know, they've been effective.
Jeff, did you have to become more involved in the defense than maybe you thought you would have to be?
You know, after Greg was banned from the league, yes, I spent much more time in it than I thought I was going to. Now, you know, I kind of like to spread myself around in all three phases and let the coordinators coordinate. So when Greg left the building, we had to make some changes. But, you know, fortunately, you know, I had hired Dave McGinnis and Chuck Cecil, so we had a great deal of experience on the staff.
Who's calling the defense?
It's a collective effort.
Is Greg still in the plans pending, you know, league reinstatement?
I'm not commenting on Greg since he was banned, so okay. That's up to the league.
All right. Did you set goals for this season, or how would you answer that?
Well, we did no different than anybody else. We tried to win every game. You know, that's what you do. You line up and you prepare week after week and do your best to try to win ball games. So I don't, you know, if I said to you, yeah, we wanted to, our goal was to go 10-6, what do I tell the players about those other six games? You know, so we just, we take them one at a time and try to win as many as we can.
Anything change about Sam Bradford's play from your evaluation before the season to what you've seen through 6 weeks?
Well, last year was really difficult on this offense in particular, but I think on most everybody because of the lockout and, you know, the lack of the offseason program, and there was a coordinator change here, and then you add the injuries on top of that. It was very difficult on this offense, starting including Sam. So, you know, we just need to make sure that, you know, Sam realized that was behind us, and we've got a new offensive system going in. This is his third 3 years, but this is the one he's going to flourish under for, you know, hopefully, you know, the rest of his career.
How much has Sam, may not struggle with, but how much has Sam been challenged by having, A, the new system, and B, I mean, just all those playmakers are a bunch of really young guys.
Well, he's not having any difficulty whatsoever with the system. He loves the system. And I think his play shows. He also has a great relationship with the younger players. I mean, our rookie receiver Chris Gibbons had three consecutive weeks has a reception over 50 yards. So that would reflect that they're doing well together. The younger guys around have been productive. We do miss Danny, but other people have stepped up. And you know, the difficulty that we have had at times is that we've, you know, basically we lost three starters to our offensive line. And so it's taken this group a while to, you know, to work together. But, you know, especially proud of the way they played against Seattle after the Monday night game against the Packers. You saw what Seattle could do. And we held up well against them. We held up well the next week against Arizona. And I thought they held up well last week, and, you know, in protection. And with you know, with Miami being ranked first in the NFL in rushing defense, for us to rush for over 160 yards, you have to credit that offensive line.
Jeff, what was last year like for you? What did you learn from it? How did it benefit you?
You know, I just I took time off, knowing that at the time that I did that I wanted to get back, and so, you know, I just chose to do a lot of those things, guys, that you can't do, you know, when you're coaching, and a lot of things during the fall. You know, my youngest son Trent is playing at Auburn, so I got to watch Auburn football and stayed involved at the league level. I made numerous trips to New York and worked with the fish aid department, and then in December, you know, I started paying much more attention to what was going on in the league, but needed time off, and it was, you know, I recommend it, but I was very fortunate to be in the situation that I was in.
You mentioned your running game a second ago. I guess how good has that Richardson guy been for you? It's a counterpunch to Jay.
Yeah, he's been you know, very productive for us. He's competitive, and he's fun to coach. He's a bright young man, and you know, we've got a number of backs on this roster. Isaiah Pete as well is off to a good start. It's just hard to, you know, get three backs involved in the rotation, let alone too when you got the likes of a Steven Jackson.
You mentioned Cortland before. Was he a guy you pushed for, you know, having him when you were in Tennessee?
Well, you know, we drafted Cort, and I knew him very well. Great